This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Dukes and Bill. Hope you're having a great Thursday. We're going to chop it up with our man Ross Tucker, our NFL insider, and he's presented by BetQL. Guys, get the access and data insight. The sports books do not want you to see. Be smarter. Bet the books. Download the BetQL app. It's Dukes and Bill. Ross Tucker, the biggest story this week, before we talk about tonight's game, which you're actually calling, and then some other NFL news and notes is obviously John Gruden. I want to get your opinion on what you thought about how this all played out. And I guess the question Mike and I continue to talk about is Gruden ever going to get another shot in the NFL?
Oh, no. I don't think Gruden's ever going to coach at any level again. There might be some college team that, you know, 5 years from now is just desperate and they don't care about the backlash, or they'll just, you know, treat it as a reformation project like we've seen with some other coaches that have had checkered pass, we'll call it. But I don't think it's going to be in the NFL. And I say that because it's pretty clear the NFL doesn't want him, right? I mean, my biggest takeaway is I am really surprised that the NFL did this, because they've got this workplace investigation into the Washington football team. It was like a 10-month thing. And they got 650,000 emails, and the net was they fined Washington. Daniel Snyder stepped away. His wife became the CEO, whatever that means, right?
Right. And
then we kind of all forgot about it, and we all kind of put it to rest, put it behind us. And then they chose in the last week or so to leak some of these emails. Somebody at the NFL found out about these emails from Gruden, didn't like him, and decided, you know what, let's get rid of this guy. Let's leak these emails and get him out of there. But when they do that, you know, it just opened up everything else again about the Washington football team investigation. What other emails are there? Why aren't they telling us about these other emails? They really, I am surprised that they thought getting rid of Gruden was worth it to open up sort of this Pandora's box, because that's exactly what happened here. It's not an accident that out of 650,000 emails, these are the only ones we know about. And it is pretty crazy when you think about it. You know, they do an investigation in the Washington football team, and the only real discipline is the Las Vegas Raiders head coach loses his job from things he did when he was working for ESPN. It's just weird.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Ross, Gruden is kind of like a cartoon character. That's why it's fun to do the impression, whether, you know, us or Frank Caliendo or whoever. What is his legacy? Because we're familiar here in Atlanta with Rich McKay. Rich McKay built that roster in Tampa Bay. There's been a lot of things that have come out now, and now Mike Mayock's getting a lot of hassle because is Gruden calling the shots on the roster. Is he a great football man, or was he the right guy when the wheel went round? I mean, what is his legacy just strictly about football?
You know, that's a really good question. I guess the first thing I would tell you is it's hard for it to be just about football. You know, I've learned enough in my 20 years since my rookie year that when something like this happens, people are never going to be able to frame it as just football, even if they say that, right? Like, even if they are only from a football perspective, and
right,
already the Bucs have removed his name, or they're going to, from the Ring of Honor. So it's all sort of interrelated. I would say I think he's a good coach. I think he's an overrated coach. You know, I think the facial expressions and what he did on television led people to believe that his track record is better than it really was. I mean, look at his year-by-year record. You know, I thought he did a good job with the Raiders getting that franchise turned around. Then he goes to Tampa, and I think he was at the right place at the right time. That was a defensive-dominated team. You know, it's not like it was the offense that lit it on fire. And then they didn't have nearly the amount of success that they really probably should have had after. I mean, guys, I was thinking about this the other day. How many teams, you know, the Rams have two of the top five defensive players, right, with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. How many teams have had Hall of Famers at every level of the defense at the same time? I mean, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, and I think Rondé Barber will probably get in. I mean, they were absolutely loaded, and I don't even think they ever got to another NFC Championship game.
It's a great point. It's Ross Tucker, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's shift gears and talk about tonight's game. Thursday Night Football, Brady's thumb, I think, is a little banged up. You're going to call the game. What do you make of what the Eagles are trying to do? Because they just haven't looked good since they beat us.
Well, it's bizarre. It really is. I mean, how about this stat, okay? In five games, the Eagles' defense has either given up less than 20 points, that happened three times, or more than 40, which happened twice. The Eagles' defense has not given up between 20 and 40 points yet this season. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen that before, right? I mean, when does that happen? That a team in five games, most NFL scores are like between 20 and 40, right? It's like 24, 21, 27, 24. The Eagles have yet to do that. It's really strange. And, you know, it's probably not a great time to play the Bucs because it feels like they'd be more of an over 40 team than an under 20 team if you catch my drift.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, it seems like I was going to say last week we're handicapping the Dolphins-Bucks game. I said, well, Brady's not the same without Gronk. And, of course, they light Miami up like a Christmas tree. So, I mean, the Bucks just seem like they're rolling. Last year it took them, you know, it was a little bit of stops and starts. They got healthy against us offensively in December, and obviously they ran all the way to the playoffs. A better team this year than last year? I mean, they're better from the jump this year aside from the Rams game?
Well, they're better offensively for sure. I mean, do you guys realize all three wide receivers – are on pace for over 1,000 yards receiving. Oof. I mean, Brady last week, for the first time in his career, threw for over 400 yards and five touchdowns. So the offense is absolutely rolling. The problem is the defense, I think they just maybe have suffered too many losses, too many injuries. You know, they're not playing as well on that side of the ball. The run defense is still good, but no Sean Murphy Bunting, no Carlton Davis. Now Levante David's out for a while. They're just not as good on the back end or really even rushing the passer as they were in the playoffs last year.
Interesting stuff. Ross will be on the call tonight again with Westwood One here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about what's going on around the NFL as we do each and every week as Ross Tucker joins us here on Dukes and Bell. So let's talk about some of the other things that are going on around the league. The Dolphins, I keep hearing now that the, you know, rumors about Deshaun Watson and trying to trade for him. I just get the feeling that, you know, things are not going to go well. They're 1-4 for Tua is what I'm talking about. They're 1-4. They play the Jags, obviously, in London this weekend. We were just there last weekend. But do you foresee that happening, that the Dolphins say, you know what, we're just going to make this move and try to make it happen?
Boy, that would be a big one. I guess I would lean towards no. I would lean towards if it does happen, it would happen in the off season. I think it's hard to happen during the season, and I think everybody that's interested in him is looking for more clarity on the legal situation. So I'm going to say no, but I don't think it's 100% at all, and it wouldn't shock me if the Dolphins make a move. And obviously the big rumor, you know, the Dolphins owner really wants him. And ultimately, I guess it doesn't really matter what the legal situation is if the owner wants him. You know, I mean, if you're the GM or the head coach and the owner says he wants him, then it's not on you, whatever he's done off the field. But even the fact that those rumors are out there, probably not real good for Tua. Guys, I don't know if we talk about this enough. Do you know that they traded next year's first-round pick to move up from 12 to 6? And I'm convinced that they did it because they thought they were going to get Ja'Marr Chase because they thought the Bengals would take Sewell. But they got Waddle. Guys, Waddle's not even as good as Devontae Smith, who the Eagles then ended up getting. So the Eagles got the Dolphin number one next year, which right now is a top five pick, to trade down and get the better receiver. I mean, this might go down as one of the all-time terrible trades in NFL history by the Dolphins.
Well, the thing is, you mentioned Tua. He can't stay healthy now. Waddle broke his right ankle. Remember, he came back and he was like limping around in the championship game. But he's a guy that doesn't look not even remotely the same as what he was in Bama. And speaking of injuries, it looks like he's 50-50 this week. Talking about Christian McCaffrey, who obviously is driving the bus for the Panthers there. Better defense this year for Carolina. Ross, we did the numbers a few weeks ago on this guy. Is McCaffrey a guy who's going to have like a Gale Sayers-like career? Because it's like he can't stay healthy now.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that that's fair yet. I think last year he got hurt. And if you look at his usage the 2 years prior to that, his second and third years, he was an absolute workhorse and stayed healthy the whole time, even though he had a ridiculous workload. Last year he had the injury. This year he's tweaked the hamstring. Let's see what happens when he comes back. I think it'll be this week, but if not, it'll be the week after. Let's see what happens the rest of this year. I'm not ready to go the Gale Sayers route because to me he's really only had one serious injury, and that was last year. And you go back and look, man. I mean, I know we talk about Derrick Henry's usage all the time, but the Panthers had a couple years there where McCaffrey had like 150 more snaps than any other running back in the NFL because he stays out there for every play. You know, like Zeke was second or whoever. And if you think about it, 150 snaps, that's like three more games than every other running back. Running backs are about 50 snaps maybe. So he played like three more games than everybody else in 2019.
Yeah, it's a lot of carries, a lot of wear and tear. We will see. Great job as always talking with you, Ross. Have a great call tonight, man. We'll certainly be listening as the Eagles take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ross Tucker, again, brought to you by our friends at BetQL, guys. BetQL is here to help you make better bets through real proven analytics. Ross Tucker, be safe. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Sounds great.
Cool. Thanks, Ross. Hey, Carl, you think if we played the Eagles now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.